Welcome back to Targum Yonasan on the Parsha with Daniel Eisenberg. Parshas Hazino, the second to last Parsha of the Torah. At the very beginning, we come across a pasuk that is very familiar from our liturgy. Pasuk is in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Gimel, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Elokeinu. When I call out the name of Hashem, ascribe greatness to our God. And this is famous for being a line that most people say before Mincha and Musaf, and as we just had the other day, before Ne'ilah, basically whenever there is, whenever we don't have a Smichas Gula L'Tvila, if Shmona Esrei does not follow Baruchat Hashem Gal Yisrael, we put, many people insert this pasuk, you can find it in Sidurim. Now, Targum Yonasan, before even getting to the translation and elucidation of the words of the pasuk, has a little bit of an intro. Targum says, "Voy lahon l'Rashi ayah demadkrin shemad kadisha b'gidufin." Woe is to the wicked people of the world who mentioned the name of Hashem, mentioned the name of the holy name of Hashem, with blasphemy b'gidufin. Aru Moshe, but Moshe dahava rabon di Yisrael lahava ashar le lemidkar yos shemad kadisha. But Moshe Rabbeinu, the leader of Klal Yisrael, would not. Did not mention the name of Hashem adahava mechanech pume beresh shirsa until he was mechanech, like he dedicated or prepared his mouth at the beginning of the shira, the shiras hazinu, bismanayon vechamsha osin, with 85 letters, dehinun esrin vechad milin, which is 21 words, umin basar kedain, and then after that, Amar, he said, arum bishmad Hashem ana mitzale, and then it goes on to translate Kishem Hashem Ekra. So let me just say that again outside. It says, woe is to the wicked people that mention God's name in blasphemy, but as opposed to Moshe, who's the leader of Klal Yisrael, and he didn't mention the name of Hashem over here, as we see, without first preparing his mouth with 85 letters, which was 21 words, and only then did he mention the name of Hashem. Basically, if you read through Parshas, the first few psukim of Hazinu, so if you count them up until the name Hashem, there are 21 words that actually have 85 letters within, and only after that does he mention the name of Hashem. On the surface, it's saying that if Moshe Rabbeinu, the leader of Klal Yisrael, is so careful with the name of Hashem, and though yet blasphemous people mention Hashem's name in blasphemy, these wicked people. So it's showing some distinction. But what is going on? What's this? 85 to 21. What does that mean? So there's other sources that quote a similar concept, though it's not fully clear. But just to try to open up a little bit. So the Sifrei says that he learns this from the Malachim. It's also a quote in the Targum Yerushalmi here, that he learned this from the Malachim, that don't mention Hashem's name before saying the words of praise, like Kadosh, 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 because that was an Amar, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. They're words that come before it. And he was even more strict and held himself to this 85-letter, 21-word standard, even more strict than the Malachim. Now, there's a very interesting chizkuni here. I'm not going to read it inside, but you can take a look that actually points to quotes the Sifrei as well, and points to different introductions to Kedusha and counts them out, like Nikadesh, right? Nikadesh Hashem Chol Ba'olam Kishem Shemakdishim, like Nusach Ashkenaz. And Nakri Shach it also has, and Keser, right, Nusach Svard by Musaf, and by all the Chazar Sashatz Kedushos on Yom Kippur is Keser Yinu Lacha Hashem Elokeinu Malachim Amonei Malah Vamachal Yisrael Kuvutzei Mata Yachad Kulam. So that whole thing, and he counts out and points out that some of them have 85 letters, some of them have 25 words, right? I think Keser is 85 letters before mentioning the name of Hashem, Kadosh, 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 Hashem, and then it's Hashem. But there are 85 letters before that in the Kadesh, Shemcha, Balam, Kishim, Shemakishim, Maso, Mashrem, Kakasubi, Adrech, Korazel, Zev, Yimar, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Before Hashem, there's 25 words. So he points out that this is actually derived from this this concept that we see in Sifrei and Targum Yerushalmi, and for us Targum Yonasan. What else could it mean? So I'm not sure. Some suggestions, or one suggestion at least about the 85, the significance of that is that the Targum Yonasan says that he was like being mechanech his mouth. He was like purifying his mouth first, and mouth in Hebrew is peh. Peh is actually gematria 85, so it could be that that's the 85 letters correspond to the purification of his mouth over here. I believe in Baruch Shem also there's 85 words before we, I guess, praise Hashem with Pesukei de Zimra, even though we do mention Hashem's name before that, but there are 85 words at Baruch Shamar, so it could be that's also a piece. I'm not sure exactly what the 21 is, different possibilities. 21, we know, is a mantra of the name of Hashem, Ekeye. Could be that if, you know, before we get to Hashem's name in completion, right, if Yudke Vavke, before you get to the final He to complete the name of Hashem, so when you only have Yud and He and Vav, and you don't complete it yet, you don't have the full name of Hashem yet, so that is Gematria 21, Yud and He and Vav is 21. Another possibility is that we could say that Kishem Hashem Ekra, so if you read that Pasuk, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Hova Godel Elokeinu, without name of Hashem, you take out the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, and you just say, Kishem Hashem, sorry, Kishem Ekra, Havagodol Elokeinu, without the word Hashem, there's 21 letters over there. So there's, even in this pasuk itself, there's 21 letters aside from the name of Hashem. I don't know what the symbolism is. You can take one of those or leave them. But I think one of the main things to take out of this is the main point of the Midrash is not the focus on the 21 and the 85 per se, but focusing on the great kavod we should ascribe to the name of Hashem. And that, you know, it's unbelievable that some wicked people say it blasphemously, but Moshe Rabbeinu, the leader of Klal Yisrael, was so careful to prepare himself before saying the name of Hashem, and he learned from the Malachim, the holy Malachim, who also prepared themselves before saying the name of Hashem. Just makes us think twice before we, you know, head into davening, especially when we say this pasuk just before Mincha Musa, before we're davening, we say this pasuk, Kishem Hashem Ekra Hava Godel Elokeinu, to think about what went into Moshe saying that, what preparation went into, you know, Moshe's early stages before saying Hashem's name for this pasuk. So what we should try to think a little bit before we enter to Shmona Esrei, before we daven, before we call the name of God, before we say these words, Kishem Hashem Ekra Havagodel Elokeinu, to take some time to prepare ourselves a little bit, right? So maybe we're not going to take 21 words and 85 letters, but even just to take 10 seconds to think about what we're about to do. Take 5 seconds, pause for 5 seconds before you say the name of Hashem, before you open up Shmona Esrei, to just think about what you're about to do. Think that would be something that really can enhance our tefillah and our avodas Hashem. We just came off major days of tefillah, of all these many days of slichos, followed by the Aseres Mechuva, culminating on Yom Kippur, but there's still many days of tefillahs to come, long tefillahs of Sukkot, and especially Hoshana Rabbah. So still some time to really ingrain in ourselves a growth in tefillah before we head into the rest of the year with I guess the a little bit of yontif drought. So we should be able to capitalize on this. And when Yitzchum, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Hova Godel Elokeinu. Have a beautiful Shabbos.